Good afternoon. The time is 2:06. Currently overcast skies and an even freezing 32 degrees in Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes and welcome to the Wednesday Hump Day edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And also make sure if you haven't already, download the Civic Media app. You'll be able to get Bow Falls Radio 98.9 on it. You'll also be able to get all the other stations of the Civic Media Radio Network on it as well. Coming up, we will talk a little bit about Big Day tomorrow. Of course, it is the $1 million advertising giveaway. We'll talk about that coming up. Also coming up in just a few minutes. In fact, in about, what, 7-8 minutes time, we'll be joined in studio by Sean Wright, the Executive Director of the Performing Arts Foundation and the Grand Theater. Haven't had a chance to talk to Sean since before Christmas. He was on vacation a couple of weeks ago, had a terrific substitute host, guest, I should say, in Tammy Stasinski from the Grand Theater. But Sean will be back today, talk about February at the Grand Theater. Yep, we're getting towards the end of January into February. Talk about all the activities going on at the Grand and the PAF with Sean Wright, Executive Director of the PAF and Grand Theater, coming up at 2:15 here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also coming up a little bit later on in the program as well, we'll be talking a bit about the State of the State address from last night. What did Tony Evers talk about in terms of where the state is, where the state is going to go? Talk about what the priorities will be as the budget discussions really start to heat up. So we'll hear about that coming up. But before we talk about any of the details on what happened with the State of the State, one thing that I noticed last night in terms of both listening and then watching some of the highlights as well, it's very noticeable on how big a margin the Republicans have in both the State Assembly and the State Senate based on what we see, whether it's a State of the State address or a State of the Union address, those moments where the party of the either governor or president, when the governor or president says something that is real, you know, popular within the base of the party, they get on their feet, they start cheering, and then the other side would sit on their hands and basically look like stone-faced or they just ate something that wasn't quite fresh. Well, last night, whenever Tony Evers would be in one of those moments where the Democrats in the chamber got on their feet and started cheering loudly, you realize how few Democrats there really are in the Wisconsin State Assembly and State Senate. And it's just a reminder again on how unfair the lines are in the state, because this is not a 67-33 state. There's not a 67% Republican state. No matter how much the Republicans may think it is, it really is not. But you see it basically on some of the highlights or on the videos on YouTube or wherever else that you want to see these moments during the State of the State last night. You would see the in the far right-hand side of the screen, you would see a few of the people on their feet cheering while everybody else would be sitting there silently. Again, it's just another indication of how important the state Supreme Court election is coming up in April. I don't think it's outrageous to ask for fairness. I don't think it's outrageous to ask for this system to work a little bit more closely towards where it should be than where it is today. The idea that Robin Voss, and again, I've told this story before, when they brought the maps for the latest redistricting in Wisconsin, Robin Voss presented his maps, and not one person stepped up and basically seconded it. Did not come up and say, boy, this is a fantastic set of lines that have been drawn for this map. No, Robin Voss knew that he had the votes. Robin Voss knew there was no way to stop it. Robin Voss decided, again, he was not going to play by the rules. It is time for major change so this state, again, becomes a true representative state. The idea that Democrats can win about 85-90% of the statewide elections over the past handful of years, even longer back than that, and yet have an impossible task to ever get back to a majority in either the state house or the state Senate, it's not fair. But we're going to talk about what Tony Evers talked about, and also going to talk about, again, I think Robin Voss had his little speech and remarks set up before he even heard Tony Evers last night. Tony Evers gave what I think was a mainstream address. It was not meat for the masses on the Democratic side. Tony Evers is willing to have discussions. Robin Voss basically said no matter what he said, it's going to be tossed out anyways. Robin Voss needs to be taken down a notch or two. The guy's ego is out of control. But we'll talk about that later on. Also, don't forget, though, Wednesday is always a very busy day for myself. Coming up from 6 till 8, we have the big high school sports show. This week, I have a special guest co-host, Wausau West hockey coach B.J. Brandt, as Jeff Gress is unavailable tonight. So we'll have a little bit more hockey talk than normal, but we'll talk basketball as well. Our guest will be Mosinee hockey coach Troy Michalski. Mosinee, a dozen wins in a row. They are red hot, so we'll talk to Coach Troy Michalski about that. And then also our student-athlete guest, Hannah Bauman from the Central Wisconsin Storm, who are also red hot in terms of high school hockey as well. We're going to take a quick break and then come back and talk to Sean Wright from the Grand Theater and PAF coming up next. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on this Wednesday afternoon on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Coming up in just a little bit, give you more information because tomorrow is a big day. The $1 million advertising giveaway from Civic Media. Our stations throughout the state of Wisconsin are giving away, no strings attached, for businesses to get their message out on the Civic Media Radio Network and including here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. So we'll talk a little bit about that coming up in a few minutes. But first, got a chance to again visit with Sean Wright, the executive director of the Performing Arts Foundation and the Grand Theater. Sean, first time in 2023. Good to see you again.
Absolutely. Good to see you.
You said you were off, and I thought, oh, well, great vacation. No, the working vacation. You went off to New York. You're already looking ahead to next season, aren't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely, yeah. I was in New York for a week, along with about 800, 900 of my colleagues from around the country, frankly, from around the world. It's the big... it was annual until it took a little hiatus for a couple of years. Booking conference, the APAP conference. And so, yes, that's, it really sort of, it's the sprint to the finish line now, I guess is the best way to put it, that of getting next year, next season in place. And of course, at the same time, we're still adding things coming in upcoming months. So, yes, it's very much the time of year where I barely know what day or month or year I'm working in.
Are you competing with all those other folks that go to New York? Is it a competition anyway, or do you have to sell people on Wausau to come here?
You know, I don't think we have to sell as much as we perhaps once did. We've had so much success, and and the success that we've had, what it's led to, is now the same agents and producers and such. You know, they're trying to sell just as much to us, if not more.
That's great.
You know, at the same time, there are certain artists and certain productions who it is still a tertiary market. Mm-hmm. And you know, we try and break down that bias and say, listen, we have a very supportive community. We sell tickets here. We have an amazing theater. We've got great, a great community beyond the stage. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, is market X or Y bigger? Yeah, it is. But I think your artist is going to have a better experience here. You might sell more tickets here, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, it's a constant game of I was talking with somebody on my board yesterday, and they said, it just sounds like a constant game of chicken that you guys are all playing. I'm like, it kind of is. And some days I feel like the truck gets me, and some days I make it to the other side safely. And that's kind of the way the booking business runs. And, especially as we look toward next season, you know, the cost for these tours are up. And so they're wanting to pass those costs onto the venue. The only way we can pass those costs on is onto the patron. We don't want to pass those costs on to our patrons. And so, yeah.
give and take.
And, but it's always great to go to that conference and and just have conversations about what's going well, what's not going well, what have you seen, what's new that's out there, what's touring that, you know. What show is out there that stay away, run away? there's a particular touring Broadway.
That might be even more important than finding the good ones, right?
Absolutely. There is a specific Broadway production that I will not name that just touring that just recently opened. And I saw a colleague who'd seen it down in the Southeast. That's where it's opening. And he said, he goes, there was a lot of laughter. And I said, oh, you know, in the show, you know, there should be laughter. And he said, not at the right places. Oh. And I went, oh, that's not good. Noted.
It sounds to me, again, put my sports hat on, you're kind of like a baseball general manager going to the winter meetings.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. You know, and I tell you what, there are producers who definitely take, and agents who take their cues from Scott Boras.
Exactly right.
They show up with the binder of why we need to pay their show an obscene amount of money. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Wow. When you were gone a couple of weeks ago, we had Tammy in, and she was fantastic. It was really fun to talk to her. She has a great passion, I think, for what you guys are doing over at the Grand as
absolutely.
Well. We talked about what was going on, and I want to ask you, how did Hairspray go?
Oh, Hairspray was fantastic. Just a fantastic, you know, beautiful sold-out show, and just so much fun. That they did such a great job with this production, and I think one of the things I liked best was that when they remounted this production, they wanted to make sure that when it came into smaller venues like ours, that audiences got the entire experience. It wasn't we're going to mount it for the big stages and then we'll just chop down what we need to. You know, it was, there are the things that they could add to play a big stage like Marcus Center in Milwaukee, where it'll be next week, are enhancements, not subtractions when it comes to the Grand. And so that was really, it was just a fantastic show, incredibly talented cast. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing when you see some of those touring Broadway casts and then you're reading the playbill and it's, you know, national touring debut, national tour debut, and you're going, how you're so talented, how is this your first, you know, non-regional tour? And so
the incredible will it takes to be an actor or an actress, I tell
absolutely.
You I mean, the talent that never gets the opportunity. I mean, I've seen people, I know that they've worked so hard to just get that one break, and there's so much talent, and for them to come to a place like Wausau to be able to express themselves, it must be just a thrill for them and a thrill for the audience.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and sometimes it's amazing. One of the shows that I did manage to see when I was in New York is a new musical called Kimberly Akimbo, which is a just brilliant production. And the male lead is getting a lot of Tony buzz, a lot. It's his Broadway debut. He actually came out of the High School Musical Theater Awards, the Jimmys, of which we, through the Jerry Awards, were actually a partner. So it's pretty amazing to have somebody who a couple of years ago was right on stage, 18 months ago, with the Wisconsin winner, and now they're starring in a Broadway production. Well, he was out sick when we were there, and so I saw it, and about two or three friends and colleagues saw it, and we all said the same thing. How good is the other guy, if the understudy is this spectacular? Because he was amazing. And you're just going, this is a guy who only gets a chance when the lead is out for sickness or vacation or whatever. And, I mean, I walked out going, I mean, I'd nominate him for a Tony. And, you know, this is the backup quarterback, so to speak.
That's the thing. Isn't it amazing that when, like, exactly like the backup quarterback, they don't know when they're going to get the call to step in and just nail it. Yeah. I mean, that's so fantastic. Again, we're talking to Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. It feels like it's about midway through the season now. Are we kind of the midway point?
That's a good way to put it. Yes.
And now it's going to start. January is probably a little bit of a slower month right now. And now we're going to start getting back into maybe a little bit more activity.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just a couple of shows this month. Obviously, it was great to have a couple of sellouts and then a 10x10 sellout. And then tomorrow night, we've got our Bollywood dance class, which is our community engagement event, free and open to the public. But yes, as we get into February, the schedule absolutely ramps up. You know, World of Musicals a week from tonight. There's only about 100 tickets left for that show. We've got the Prince Experience. We've got the Boy Band Review. Steely Dane, not Steely Dan, as I've had to correct people. It's Steely Dane because they're based out of Madison, but that's an exceptional show. And then Jazz at Lincoln Center, a show I'm just so excited for.
Yeah, Tammy was talking about that last time around. This time you could just feel like it's really got the energy going over with you guys.
Definitely. Yeah, and then the Peking Acrobats, always a fun family show, and it doesn't matter how many times I see them when There are certain things that I have to look away because I'm like, no, don't let this be the night that it doesn't, that they don't pull it off. But yes, it's the schedule of our arts and education series ramps up. It is a very, very busy month ahead and really months ahead as, you know, we just put Kansas on sale, the legendary classic rock band, for a show in July. Tickets go on sale on that on Friday. And so, you know, normally it feels like more and more, you know, once upon a time, we had a three-month sort of dark period in the summer, and now, you know, we already have shows in June and July, and then I think our new season will start maybe September. So, yeah, our dark window seems to shrink and shrink every year, and that's a good thing.
And I imagine, maybe like a little time, but if Kansas is willing to come, I guess you're gonna work a little bit.
Kansas is willing to come, then, you know, I mean, it's their 50th anniversary. It's a 50-city tour, so to be one of those cities, and it's all, I mean, it. Now, I haven't looked at it in complete detail, but I can almost certainly say that I think Wausau is probably the smallest market on that tour, and that's just because they've had great success here.
Yeah.
They've been here, this will be their fourth play in the last 12 years or so, and they've sold
reputation
out
matters, doesn't
reputation
it?
Reputation matters, exactly. So it'll be great to have them here, and great. We've got a couple of other shows still to announce that will be coming up in the spring, one that just confirmed yesterday. So we're excited.
Not going to share yet.
Not quite yet.
Don't want to jinx it, right?
Exactly.
You said next week, Wednesday, the World of Musicals.
World of Musicals.
What does that show entail?
Yeah, the World of Musicals is really, it's all of your favorite musicals in a musical review. Mm-hmm. You know, it is
The best parts of all these musicals.
Exactly. And for us, so many songs that you just are never going to be able to hear at the Grand. You know, Wicked, we're never going to be able to have Wicked at the Grand. It just won't ever fit on our stage. Right. But you can hear the big hits, Defying Gravity and others from Wicked. I've told people what's great about that show is if you go to a Broadway musical, you know, if you're with somebody, just to use two shows on our season, you may be a Chicago fan and they may be a Hairspray fan, and you have to sit and go, oh, which one are we going to go to? With the World of Musicals, you're probably going to hear songs from both those shows performed by outstanding talented actors and actresses from the West End of London. And so this is it's our first voyage to the United States. It's been a big hit over in West End, and we're really excited. But just one of those, if you're a fan of Broadway musicals, and who isn't, you're going to like this show.
Very, very cool. Again, you said a limited amount of seats available for that.
Yeah, about 100 tickets left for that one.
It's amazing this year. I mean, again, I think we've talked about this in the past, where it just feels like, boy, the support has been incredible this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely has been. You know, it was one of the best moments of being in New York, was talking to so many colleagues who, you know, oh, how are ticket sales? Oh, you know, we're getting there. How's your corporate support? Oh, we're getting there. How's your donors? Oh, we're getting there. Mm-hmm. You know, and for us to be, you know, I almost felt bad at times saying, like, well, our corporate support is fantastic. Our donors have been as generous as ever. And we're right in the run of a half dozen straight sellouts. So, you know, it definitely
keeps the weight off the shoulders.
It does.
Doesn't it?
It makes it nice.
Absolutely. Okay, for folks, again, who want to maybe check out the schedule for the second half of the season, want to get information on tickets, what's the best way to
Absolutely.
Do it?
Absolutely. Easiest way is to visit grandtheater.org, or you can obviously follow us on all the various social media platforms. And, every time I turn around, we're adding something new, adding a new community engagement initiative, something else. There's always something going on, for sure.
I know the folks appreciate it because, I mean, the amount of entertainment we get, and we've talked about this as well in the past, the amount of entertainment that we are fortunate enough to get here in central Wisconsin is where you don't have to go to Minneapolis, don't have to go to Milwaukee to be able to come here. It's just, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We're happy to do it, and we can continue to do it because of the support of our community.
Sean Wright, again, joining us, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Sounds great.
Again, the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation, and again, always appreciate his time to talk about what's going on over at the Grand. We're going to take a break. We have a CBS News update, also an update from our Civic Media Radio Network as well, and then we'll be back with more. It is Wednesday. The time is 2:28. I'm Chad Holmes on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable. Kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around. Running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town. Yeah.
First place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference in high school hockey is on the line Thursday night as the Wausau West Warriors travel to Stevens Point to take on the Panthers. Hear all the exciting action live on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, starting with pregame show at 6:40 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Clover Belt Credit Union, the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club, Four Seasons Golf, Sun Printing, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and the Wausau West Hockey Senior Class Parents. It's Wausau West at Stevens Point in Wisconsin Valley Conference Hockey. Thursday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. On your home for Wausau West Sports, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
To be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we put a pack of cigarettes on Mrs. Wagner's.
It's a Wednesday afternoon. The time is 2:34. Currently overcast skies and 32 degrees in Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Thanks again to Sean Wright from the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation for joining us. Again, make sure you check out the Grand. Go to grandtheater.org. Theater with E-R at the end, grandtheater.org, and you can get all the information on the shows coming up, ticket information, and a whole bunch more, grandtheater.org. Also, just heard a promo for tomorrow night. Looking forward to it. Huge game in high school hockey. The Wausau West Warriors and the Stevens Point Panthers. Right now, Stevens Point 6-0 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Wausau West 6-1 in the Valley. The only loss West had was to Stevens Point in overtime a few weeks back, 5-4 at Marathon Park. And tomorrow night should be a terrific environment at the KB Willett Ice Arena. Winner, first place. Loser, well, if it's Wausau West, it'll be very difficult to get back into the Valley race. So Wausau West against Stevens Point High School Hockey tomorrow night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening faceoff at 7 o'clock right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And in fact, we'll get a chance to talk a lot about that game and everything else going on in high school hockey and high school sports with the Warrior hockey coach tonight, BJ Brandt, as he'll be a special co-host. Yep, tonight's special co-host joining me for the big high school sports show from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Our guest at 6:20, Mosinee hockey coach Troy Bohalski. Double-digit win streak right now for Mosinee, so we'll find out the success of the Mosinee hockey team with their coach Troy Bohalski at 6:20 tonight. And then our student-athlete guest. And again, if you've never heard our interviews with our student-athletes, it's really cool. Get a chance to really delve a little bit deeper with our young people, student-athletes who are doing so much good work both on the court, on the ice, and off. And tonight's guest, our student-athlete guest, will be Hannah Bauman. She is a senior captain for the Central Wisconsin Storm girls hockey team, defending state champs, currently ranked number 2 in the state. And we'll have Hannah Bauman coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. So again, glad you're joining me here between 2 and 4. I hope you stick around for Mike and Dom with the Devil's Advocates from 4 till 6. And then stick around for me and BJ Brandt tonight, 6 till 8, for the big high school sports show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Well, tomorrow is the day. We've been talking for the past 2 weeks about the $1 million advertising giveaway. Yep, it's really amazing what's been going on with Civic Media. This was an organization that was not even in existence a year ago. I mean, it has come basically out of nowhere, thanks to Sage Weil and Mike Crute, bringing radio stations, local radio stations, giving different perspectives than heard elsewhere throughout the state of Wisconsin. They've kept adding. We launched Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 on August the 1st. So coming up next week on Wednesday, it will be the 6-month anniversary of Bull Falls Radio. We have stations in Wisconsin Rapids, in Waukesha, in Madison, in Amory, in Richland Center, in Green Bay, and other places. I can't keep up. It's happening so quickly. And Civic Media wants to partner with their communities, wants to partner with the businesses within these communities as well. And that's what the genesis of this $1 million advertising giveaway is. And it's one day to sign up, one day only. It is tomorrow. Tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. There's a special website, civicmedia.us/million. Again, Civic Media, CIVICMEDIA, civicmedia.us/million, MILLION. And right now you can get the information, you get the details and the rules by going there. And then starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow, you can sign up. And in real time, folks who sign up will find out whether or not they're eligible. And again, there's a few rules. And number one is we want it to be Wisconsin-based businesses. This is about Wisconsin business, about giving free advertising to Wisconsin businesses. Also, businesses that are small businesses, medium businesses, and large businesses. That's why there's going to be a few questions asking about number of employees and the such, because we want to make sure that businesses of all stripes get the opportunity, not just the big businesses, not just the small businesses, not even those in the middle. Just we want them all to get the opportunity. And again, the minimum amount of money that will be given to any particular business for this $1 million advertising giveaway is $5,000. The maximum is $20,000. Think about the number of spots, the amount of opportunity that you'll have to spread the message of your business. And we want to do it here in Central Wisconsin. If you have a business here in Central Wisconsin, we want to help you out. We want to give you your message, free advertising here on Bull Falls Radio. But also, if you have customers or offices in other parts of the state, can split it up. Have some of the advertising here in Wausau. Have some of the advertising in Wisconsin Rapids. Heck, if you have offices or parts of your business in Madison, you can be on the Madison Civic Media Station, or Waukesha or Green Bay. It's really up to you, because we will have our Civic Media sales team working with you and working with the business. It's not a case where you'll have to have the commercial. We will write the commercial. We will produce the commercial. We will schedule the commercials. We will make sure that the message gets out for your business. So again, I've said this over the last couple of weeks. There are no strings attached to this. Yeah, once your advertising giveaway is completed, we're going to come back and say, hey, how did it work out? Did you get more business because of this? Did your message get out to the folks here in Central Wisconsin? And then hopefully, yeah, you'll say, yeah, the message worked. There is real power to being on the radio, being on Civic Media, being on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And then, of course, we'd love you to stay on and have advertising after that as well. But there's not an aspect that says you have to. No, this is, you know, if you say no, you say no afterwards. I mean, that's fine. But this is an opportunity, again, to check out how we can help you. That's what we want to do. We want to help business here in Central Wisconsin. Spread the word. Make the Wausau community, the Rothschild, Schofield, Weston, Mosinee, Merrill, all around Marathon, Edgar, all the folks within our listening area have an opportunity to spread the word to our listeners and make these businesses even stronger. So again, all you have to do is fill out an application for your piece of the giveaway. And then you'll have a chance to work with the Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business across the network for free. And again, it is tomorrow only. You can't sign up yet, If you go to the website, you'll be able to get information, but not sign up yet. Starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow, 9 a.m. sharp. And I would encourage you to get on early, because this is going to be done throughout the state. All the radio stations of the Civic Media Network will be running this promotion tomorrow. And once you get to the $1 million mark, it's done. You can go say, Sage, please, a little bit more. Nope, once you get to $1 million, it's done. So get on board real quickly at 9 a.m. And also, one of the questions that will be asked is, where did you hear about the $1 million advertising giveaway? And it would do my heart good. I would be greatly appreciative if you said it was me, Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show. Because everybody's going to be looking at that. My bosses, all the other hosts, me. And everybody wants to look good. Everybody wants to be the one that says, hey, I got more folks to come in and sign up for our $1 million advertising giveaway than anybody else. So please go on there and say Chad Holmes Show is where you heard about it, and we would appreciate that. But again, there's nothing to lose here. Nothing. There, again, as I said, no strings. Free advertising. Free. For your business. Or if you know somebody, if say you're working for a business, let your boss know. Let your boss know that you have the opportunity to get anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000 of free advertising tomorrow. And again, I underline this, tomorrow only, the $1 million advertising giveaway. Again, you can find out the details beforehand. Get prepared. Again, write down this website, civicmedia.us/million. civicmedia.us/million. Get the details, get the rules, and then at 9 a.m. sharp tomorrow, get on that site, sign up, and I hope to be able to help you. Hopefully, somebody out there here in our area, they'll need a voice to record the spot. I'm more than willing to help with that. Our salespeople will help write the spot as well. We're really looking forward to tomorrow. It's going to be a very exciting day throughout the Civic Media Radio Network, and hopefully a very exciting day for businesses throughout the state of Wisconsin as well. The $1 million advertising giveaway, and again, we have to thank our owners, Sage Weil, Mike Crute. Great idea. Great idea from our sales staff as well. Roxanne Charles is our sales manager in the Civic Media Network. So many great ideas and so exciting. It's been a great opportunity to be part of the Civic Media Radio team. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how this works and then seeing how we continue to grow as we get closer and closer into our basically our first full year of bringing you, I think, really important programming throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. And again, if you miss any of my shows, or if you miss any of the other shows here on Civic Media, just go to our website at bullfallsradio.com, click on shows. It will take you then to our show page, and it will have all the shows and all the podcasts. You'll have my show on there. You can click on that. If you've missed a segment, say, yesterday or the day before yesterday, you can listen to those. The shows that we don't even have here on Bull Falls Radio. There are some shows that are on the air in other parts of the state, but not here in Wausau. The Earl Ingram Show, he's had the governor on recently. You can listen to Earl's show at any time. Just go there and listen each day. Each hour is put as a podcast. You got Dueling Tangents, who is on some other stations right now, in fact, while I'm on the air here in Wausau. Luke and Brian out there, Luke Mathers and Brian Kelly, with their unique takes on what's going on. You can listen to that show as well at your convenience, because we want you staying right here for my show. And then maybe later on this evening when you're, you know, doing the dishes, you can put on your phone Dueling Tangents. But all the shows that we have are available on the podcast page. Again, bullfallsradio.com. Click on shows and you'll be able to listen to those. Again, just wanted to let you know, we're going to talk about this again a little bit in the next hour, because I really encourage you, if you're a business owner or if you know of a business owner, if you work for a business, I am putting my name out there to say that there's nothing to fear about this. Again, it is no strings attached, just an opportunity for us to give you free advertising. And we want to, again, show the power of radio, that radio does get out there, that folks are tuned in, folks are interested in important news items, important political stories, important sports stories, local sports here on Bull Falls Radio. So again, please go to that website, civicmedia.us/million. Look at the rules today and then sign up tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. We have to take a break. We're going to come back with more. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip. If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip.
Center here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Time is 2:51. Coming up after top of the hour news, we'll be joined from the weatherology.com weather center by Ray Miller. Chance of a little snow, but boy, it is going to get cold when we get to the weekend. We'll get to the details on that with Ray Miller at 2:06. Also coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about what we heard last night with the State of the State. I want to talk about what Tony Evers said, but also want to talk about Robin Voss. And again, Robin Voss has no... I'm going to save it. Once I get going, I might steal my own thunder for the next hour. But again, we'll talk about Tony Evers, Robin Voss, State of the State, coming up in the next hour here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Have a few minutes in this final segment. I wanted to talk about an interesting story that came up today. And this is not local, it's not even national, it's really an international story. It's about, again, the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia. I've talked a little bit about this and the idea of sport washing. Sport washing is the idea that Saudi Arabia is using their incredible wealth to buy their way into different sports in order to clean up their image, their human rights abuses, including Jamal Khashoggi and the murder, which, again, was not that long ago. And a lot of people are being used by Saudi Arabia and their public investment fund. I mean, there are, I would call them sports heroes that are being used. You got Lionel Messi, who just won the World Cup with Argentina. He is getting incredible sums of money to promote Saudi Arabia. You have these golfers on what is called the Live Golf Tour. This just started last year, where Saudi Arabia has formed this called Live Golf Tour, and they are giving away incredible amounts of money for PGA Tour members to come and play their tournaments. And they're giving them all this money and basically to play on their tour and not on the PGA Tour. Well, today there came a story out. The new golf season is getting underway, and they have an event in Dubai. I mean, I wouldn't say Dubai is the whitest of the white either when it comes to a lack of blood on their hands, but there's this event, the Dubai Desert Classic. It's a big money event, and golfers from both the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour are there. It's not an official tour event. This is just basically, I guess, a glorified exhibition in a sense, but a lot of money to be won. Well, the tournament gets underway on Thursday, and Rory McIlroy is one of the top golfers in the world, and he is somebody that has stayed with the PGA Tour. He has said there's no way he's going to the LIV Golf Tour, that it is bad news from top to bottom. And there's this other guy named Patrick Reed, who who has been a basically what you call kind of a jerk his whole career. Nobody really likes him. He got caught in a bit of a cheating scandal, but he is a great golfer. He has won the Masters, but he took the LIV Golf Tour money last year, and now he is a member of the LIV Golf Tour. Well, there was a little incident today at the practice round on the practice range at the Dubai Desert Classic. Rory McIlroy ignored Patrick Reed. McIlroy said, Patrick came up to say hello, and I didn't really want him to. After getting snubbed, Reed walked away and threw a tee in McIlroy's direction. McIlroy said he didn't see or feel the tee. And they're both saying, oh, there's really nothing to it. He just didn't want to talk to the guy. McIlroy also said he was served a subpoena by Reed's lawyers on Christmas Eve. Reed has been suing a lot of people for defamation of character, and I guess Rory McIlroy is one that's been served as well. But the bottom line on this is some of these guys need to step up and start doing what is right instead of taking the easy money. One of the most, I think, blatant examples is I enjoy watching English Premier League soccer. I like watching it on the weekends. Well, last year, Newcastle United, one of the teams in the Premier League, was bought by Saudi money. I don't understand how the Premier League allowed that. I don't understand how the folks in Newcastle can cheer on. Yeah, they love their team. Yes. But at some point, these people have to stop taking the money which is being used to sport wash. The human rights abuses of Saudi Arabia cannot be ignored. And here in this country, we ignore Saudi Arabia's horrible record. I mean, going back to 9/11, Saudi Arabian money was involved in that. So again, you see these folks in the sports world who take the Saudi money. And I will add Donald Trump to that list, as two of the LIV Golf Tour events last year were held on Trump golf courses, and more will be held on Trump golf courses this year. It's not surprising because his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has taken billions of dollars of Saudi money since leaving his role in the White House. So again, I just think it needs to be talked about. The number of people that should know better that continue to take the money from the Saudis in their effort to try to look better through sports. And the problem is there are so many sports and so many different figures in the world of sports that have already taken the money. It's almost like the toothpaste is out of the tube, and it's going to be very difficult to change that in the near future. CBS News at the top of the hour is coming up. Then we'll have our weather update with our friend from weatherology.com, Ray Miller. And then hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show coming up. Again, I'm with you until 4. Devil's Advocates from 4 till 6. And then I'm back for the big high school sports show from 6 till 8 tonight. All here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.